Nafiz Ahmed concludes his article on the UK's research initiative to rope in academics to legitimate the definition of dissent as a threat to civilization, which, by the way, as I was just saying, appeals to the insiders to turn their backs on the outsiders, stimulates the fear in the fearful privileged core who have internalized the state by telling them who they should be scared of and why, and reminding them who and what it is with which they should identify, ally, get in bed with. So he concludes his article on the UK's research initiative by saying that the problem isn't the state, no, but rather capitalism. We have a whole pack of left pundits in the US disseminating the same message. Their intentions are good, he tells us. They're just misguided. And on that wistful note, whom should we behold? Hark, in walks Steele. And wasn't I just saying that stimulating hope is organizing 101? But of course, I was speaking about hope for an authentic solution, an actual exit from millennia-long entrapment. But wait, Steele says this is so for his open source manifesto, transparency, truth, and trust. We'll finally rid us, he says, of the dominance of predatory natures. Ahmed is on board. Quote, Steele's book is a must-read, a powerful yet still pragmatic roadmap to a new civilizational paradigm. An unrelenting critique of the prevailing social order, a comprehensive vision of hope for them, for power. Quote from Mr. Steele, we are at the end of a 5,000-year-plus historical process during which human society grew in scale while it abandoned the early indigenous wisdom councils and communal decision-making, unquote. He writes in the Open Source Everything Manifesto, continuing with Steele. Power was centralized in the hands of increasingly specialized elites and experts who not only failed to achieve all they promised, but used secrecy and the control of information to deceive the public into allowing them to retain power. Doesn't this sound like, like the next plot for some kind of sci-fi film? Next Iron Man movie? Use secrecy and the control of information. You think it was... I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. I've been having a stressful week. Anyway. All right. Okay. Back to sci-fi. Power was centralized in the hands of increasingly specialized elites and experts who not only failed to achieve all they promised, but used secrecy and the control of information to deceive the public into allowing them to retain power over community resources that they ultimately looted. You think we're going to make them give those resources back? And here we briskly leap away from elites and solidly land in capitalism. And with the villain established, Steele grows expansive. Today's capitalism, he argues, is inherently predatory and destructive. Not the state, of course. This is called, projecting all the evils of class into this one little isolated pocket of make use of illogic, and then the state is cleansed of all those bad vibes, opens its arms to welcome us back to the fold. We together wag our finger at the bad, bad, bad boy capitalists, and we say, we don't care that you own all the resources of the planet because we're sharing knowledge. Na 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 ni. We got the knowledge. You just got all the oil, all the water, all the food. But we have communal wisdom, and we've got our what councils back? Our wisdom counsel's back. Interesting. Interesting bait and switch there. Here we start out thinking what we want is our earth back. And Steele tells us, oh, no. That's false wealth. Open source everything, he tells us, offers us the chance to build on what we've learned. We again. We mistakenly enslaved ourselves. What we've learned through industrialization, to learn from our mistakes and catalyze the reopening of the commons. But don't be deceived, my brothers and sisters. He's not talking about those 3,000 vacant lots in Oakland. He's talking about whatever is rattling around in our brains, which for the most part they put there. That we get to keep and share openly with each other. And somehow this sharing of what's rattling around in our brains is going to break the grip of defunct power structures. No, see, they just changed the name of the power structure, and then voila, it's defunct. And if we go along with it, it allows for the prosperity of all, as long, he says, my interjection, as long as they control the definition of prosperity and we buy it. He's selling us. I hope we're not buying it. He's selling us a mirage. I hope we don't buy it.